Louis Scarcella was the greatest homicide detective of his generation.
I am the protector of these people. I am the guardian that they need.
Derek Hamilton was the best jailhouse lawyer of his.
And the lawyer was my girlfriend. It was all I had.
What happens when a group of convicted felons take on the cop who put them away?
We gotta attack Scarcella.
Come and get me.
Listen to new episodes of The Burden on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
Realm presents Adeges Media Production, The Dark Tome, Season 2, Episode 3, featuring The Birds of Azalea Street by Nova Rensuma.
Wow. This house makes Fox Ridge look like the ghetto.
I've been pet sitting for these one percenters. They're away for the weekend. We'll have the place to ourselves.
Does anyone know about the gig?
Nope. My parents have no clue what I do in my spare time. I plan to keep it that way.
Wow. Did these people invent Microsoft or something?
If only. I think the guy invented some penis drug.
I had no idea this place was even here. It's like it just appeared. Oh, it did.
What?
Nothing.
I thought you were going to let me in on your secrets, Cassie.
Right. Sorry. One of the consequences of this magic book is that sometimes I come out in a world that's different from the world I went in. A new neighborhood can spring up. A rich person's house can appear that I didn't know about before.
Wicked.
It sounds cooler than it is. Mostly it's just confusing. You really want to do this?
So serious, Cassie. It's not like we're gonna have sex or anything.
Are we? No, not tonight at least. I mean.
Then I guess I'll have to settle for your magic book.
Yeah. Here.
That's it?
Yep.
Like hocus pocus pull a rabbit out of your hat magic?
More like trip through time, accidentally make fancy houses appear out of nowhere magic.
Hell yeah.
Hey, Dark Tome? Can I get a little action here? Kim needs to see what you can do.
Wow. Some magic book you've got there.
It works, Kim, I swear.
Can I look in your eyes, Cassie?
What?
Give me a look in your eyes.
Come on,
no,
Kim.
A real...
Stop.
Yeah, look at your pupils. All dilated to hell.
No.
Yes. You are freaking out.
I wish you believed me.
No, who did you just make me run over? Your drug dealers? What kind of stuff are we into here?
I wish you'd tell me the truth.
Cassie? Cassie, what are you doing? You're scaring me, Cassie. What's that?
Dark Tome! I told you! Wake up!
What the heck just happened?
It worked! It worked! I told the Dark Tome to wake up and it did!
What? We're in a totally different neighborhood! Azalea Street? What the hell? There's no Azalea Street in Simpson Falls!
We're not in Simpson Falls!
What?
Check it out! It's a crime scene!
Yep, that's for Leonard.
Ah! Who the hell are you?
I'm Tasha. Chill out. Look at them out there.
The police?
The birds.
The birds? Why are you talking about birds?
Look at them. They're all hanging out, fat and happy. Satisfied. The birds are fed and Leonard is dead. The grown-ups are the same way. All lined up on the sidewalk. Feasting on something else. Gossip. Talk about... what happened to Leonard? Leonard. The sweetest man at church. Leonard. The guy who got a tough break. Leonard, the A-plus cook? Oh, everybody's sad about poor Leonard.
And you're not?
Leonard was a creep.
Cassie, what's going on here? Where are we?
We're in a story. Let's listen to what Tasha has to say. Can you do that?
Okay.
You see, my house is next door to his house, and my parents always felt bad for him. They'd bring him over for dinner and drinks, right? And they wouldn't notice that instead of looking at the art on the wall or the delectable cheese plate, he'd be staring right at me. One time, he cornered me outside the bathroom.
Hey, do you have a boyfriend yet?
What? He shuffled away, fast, making me wonder if I'd really heard what I thought he said. I sat back down at the dinner table as dessert came out. Leonard's apple strudel. Delicious.
Oh. Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Who wants the biggest piece?
Oh, me.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, that looks so good. Oh, my goodness.
All right.
Have to give me the recipe.
Oh. I'd love to, but it's a family secret.
We'll just have to have you over more often.
My parents got up to wash the dishes. Leonard was across the table from me, just staring, his black-rimmed glasses fogging up.
Tasha, why don't you show Leonard the painting you've been working on?
What? No, it's in my room.
You know, Leonard's quite the photographer. You had that show in New York, right?
Years ago, tiny little venue.
He knows people with galleries, that sort of thing.
Maybe he could show you some tips.
I was just going to say that.
I'd love to see your work. I love all kinds of art.
I have to go. Paisley and I were supposed to study late for an exam.
Look, isn't school finished?
Never too early to get ahead.
Teenagers.
Huh? Tasha! What the hell? Get in here, girl!
I had to get away.
So you climbed a tree? You could have just texted or something.
It's that creep Leonard. My parents invited him over for dinner.
What happened?
He asked me if I've ever had a boyfriend.
Oh my god, he did the same thing to me.
What?
Oh, yeah, it was a mistake. I wanted to test myself, I wanted to test him.
What happened?
My mom asked me to go over there for a recipe.
She couldn't just email him?
He doesn't do email, remember?
Yeah, weird.
Plus, I kind of wanted to see if it was all in my head, you know? So I went over. When I knocked on the door, he told me to come in, and he was elbow deep in flour.
Why, hello there, little bird.
What?
Those gold finches. Mm. They love the smell of yeast. Mm. Come in.
He looked at me like he was hungry and like I was a delicious piece of meat. So I decided to mess with him.
No.
I went in just to see what would happen. What are you doing?
I'm making bread. Would you like to learn?
Sure.
This is a special family recipe for braided bread. It's important to... My goodness. Come at just the right time. Would you like to try kneading it?
Sure.
Kids today all texting and tweeting and whatnot. They've forgotten how important it is to make food. To make something come alive with ingredients from scratch. To work with your fingers. Oh, you have some small hands there. Put them in the dough. Work it. Do you feel it? You need to put effort into it.
He kept on talking, but it wasn't him I was paying attention to. It was the bird.
What?
He perched on the windowsill, and screw me if it didn't seem to be staring at us. Judging him.
Paisley, dear, would you like to work the dough?
No!
What? Come back! I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. I'm lonely, okay? I'm lonely!
If you're that lonely, then get a blow-up doll!
Oh my god, you really said that?
Okay, maybe not that last part. I thought it, though. The weirdest thing was the birds.
What?
There were birds all around us, in the trees, studying us.
Crazy.
I confirmed my theory. Leonard's a creep.
We have to do something about it.
Yeah, but what?
Let's have a sleepover tomorrow night. My place.
Okay. Do you want me to call Katie Marie?
Yeah, sure. When I got home, my parents were waiting for me.
Do you have any idea what time it
is? Tasha, we were worried sick.
I told you I went to Paisley's.
Well, it was very rude how you took off.
Are you guys under some kind of spell or something? Do you not see how he was looking at me?
Leonard's a little eccentric, honey, but he means well. Life's been tough on him.
He asked me if I'd ever had a boyfriend.
He was probably just being polite.
Yeah, whatever. Good night.
By the way, Paisley and Katie Marie are coming over tomorrow night.
Oh, okay.
To protect me.
I can't believe this is really happening. What is your definition of happening, exactly?
What?
It's a story. It happens in the sense that the book likes to show us something.
What exactly is it trying to show us?
Damned if I know.
If you squish your forehead much harder, the wrinkles might stay there forever.
Will you guys just...
Shh!
I'm thinking really hard.
Thinking really hard is not gonna get Mike to like you.
Oh yeah? I'll send you the link if you don't believe me. Intention creates reality.
Wow, that sounds like the meditation tapes my mom was into that one time.
I thought the Ouija board was better.
Too bad your dad burned it.
I know, just, oh my gosh.
I'm trying to
focus. Hey, what's that?
What?
Over there, over at Leonard's house. Do you see?
Can you two keep it down? I'm trying to concentrate. I can't focus on Mike.
No, Tasha's right. There's someone at Leonard's house. A woman.
Like a living woman? Let me see.
She's not in handcuffs or anything.
But look at her jacket. It's like she just got out of the North Pole or something.
Maybe she's Russian. I hear you can mail order them.
No, it's not like a Russian jacket. It's like feathers.
Feathers? Who wears a feather jacket?
This lady does. Oh my God. She's standing there right next to Leonard, and she's not even running away. She doesn't even look nervous. Wasn't he stalking you like 2 days ago, Tasha?
Yeah.
And now, all of a sudden, he is a brand new lady?
Maybe it took you up on your suggestion to buy her instead of a blow-up doll.
She's staring at all the empty birdhouses.
What?
He's been putting up all these birdhouses recently, and I swear he's been shooting them.
Ugh.
In the middle of the night, I hear pop, pop, pop.
Ew.
Okay, so in addition to seducing teenage girls, Leonard also murders innocent birds? Why exactly is he still a free man?
We've got to go in there.
What?
We have to save her from him.
Ugh, you morons. We can talk to her from here.
How?
Well, we just have to... Where'd she go? Wait, is that her in the kitchen? What is she doing?
Cleaning her face, I guess.
Well, let's wave. Hey, Feather Lady,
Katie,
over here.
No!
What? We've got to warn her. Does anyone know Morse code?
No, we can't.
How about we yell fire? She'll think it's an emergency and come out.
Yeah, and so will Leonard and Tasha's mom and dad. Mm. No, that won't work.
I'll text her, the old-fashioned way.
You're writing a note?
She should be able to read it from here. Who are you? Clear enough?
Well, she's staring at it.
And staring at it.
See, I told you. Russian.
What?
She doesn't speak English.
Of course she speaks English. They wouldn't let her into our country if she didn't.
That's not how it works, Paisley.
Tell her our names. Maybe she's just shy.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Paisley, Katie Marie, and Tasha. I live next door. Hello.
I don't get it.
She's looking at them, but she's not doing anything.
Ask her if she's in trouble. Tell her we'll call 911.
I don't think she understands any of it.
Wait, no. She's doing something. She's got something in her hand.
It's a ball of light. She's a ghost.
No, it's not. It's something white. A ball of... Oh.
Oh.
What?
It's a veil.
A wedding veil.
Like she married him?
Apparently.
No, 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 no.
Oh my freaking God. Do you think he made her marry him? Maybe he stole her passport. Maybe... Do you think her parents know where she is? What if he's keeping her a prisoner?
It's my fault. I told him he could order a girl online, and he did.
Oh my God. Maybe we called out to the universe to do something about Leonard, and this woman was the one who showed up to help us.
I bet he found her on the side of the road and offered her a ride.
Seriously, there are these websites. All you need is a credit card.
We have to help her.
What?
We have to get her out of that weirdo's house.
No.
Yes. Seriously, Katie Murray?
On one condition.
Yes?
You help me get with Mike.
Oh. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
At some point, we all fell asleep. And then later, I woke up. I heard the screen door smack over at Leonard's house.
Mike, I love you too.
Natasha?
I crept over to the window, and sure enough, there she was. The lady we all thought was a mail order bride, barefoot now, staring at the sky. I thought she was counting the stars, but no. She was looking at the limbs of trees. They were empty. She went to one and pressed her palm against it, pressed her cheek against it, hugged it. It was just a normal night on Azalea Street. And here was Leonard's bride, out on the lawn, hugging a gnarly tree instead of sleeping in bed with him. It was the saddest thing I'd seen all year. Even worse than the time Miranda showed us her suicide notes and asked us to pick the best written one so she could impress her dad. I was just thinking I should go out there and help her, throw on some jeans and run down. But then, the birds came back. By the time I woke in the morning, birds were everywhere. So many of them that the tree limbs sunk low with their weight. We're going over there.
You're not serious.
We have to do something. Have you tried talking to your parents about Leonard?
Oh yeah, I told him about the one time he took photos of me when I was running by, and they said he was a nature photographer and was probably shooting a goldfinch.
My point exactly.
How about the police?
Everyone just thinks we're idiot teenage girls. They won't believe us. We need to do this ourselves.
Did you bring your field hockey outfit with you?
No. It's the middle of June. Why would I do that?
I got a spare. You can wear mine. Here's the plan. We get looking as pretty as possible, and we're going over there, telling him we're raising money for field hockey.
Okay. Oh,
I know. We can dump out one of your mom's bags of sugars and tell him we need to borrow some. We're baking cookies for field hockey. So that's what we need him for.
Tell me, you are not serious.
Oh, we're serious.
Uh-huh.
Cassie, these girls, can we help them?
No, that's not how the book works. We just get to watch.
But what if something bad happens?
Shh.
Hello?
Hi.
Hey, Leonard. Good afternoon. Good morning.
What Tasha's saying is we're having a bake sale.
For field hockey.
Sugar.
Right, sugar. We need sugar. So we thought you could give us some. Mm-hmm.
What are you making?
Cookies.
Cakes.
All that, yeah.
You'll need a lot of sugar. That's early. I'm not decent yet. Wait here.
This was totally stupid.
Shh, I'm trying to hear.
Hear what? All I hear are the birds.
I don't hear any screaming or anything.
We need to get in there.
Yep.
Pacey, what are you doing? Are you insane?
I told you I'm going in.
Pacey, don't.
I told you to stay outside.
Where is she?
Where is who?
The girl. The girl with the feathered coat. We saw you bring her inside. Where's the girl?
Yeah, we know saw you have you. Her.
There isn't any girl, apart from you three. What did you really come over here for?
Over there!
No!
We run to a closed door off the main hallway and slam it open, expecting to find her there in a cage, tied up, cowering, or something. But instead...
It's us! Holy crap, it's us!
In my bra. Changing in my room.
In the shower.
Oh my god.
It's a dining room, except the room is stacked so high with pictures that no one would ever be able to eat a meal in here. The pictures are us. Me, Katie Marie Paisley. Bending over in a skirt, changing a t-shirt, lying in a hammock, splayed out, zoomed in on the crotch.
Me!
My little birds. Come home to roost.
Get out of the doorway, you creep.
I don't think so. We're just getting started.
We outnumber you. We'll claw your eyes out.
I cast a spell on you, little girls. I captured your souls. I brought you in. And now I get to have you like a hot, delicious pear tart straight out of the oven. I think I'll start with... What are you looking at there?
There she is! Leonard turns ever so slightly so he can see what I'm looking at. Who I'm looking at. Her. The woman in feathers. And then, she's on him.
Get him! Tear him apart! Get him! Kill him!
He took pictures of us! He had us in his mind! What did he do to us?
You killed him.
You have to go. Do you understand?
Who are you?
Me?
We have to get her out of here. She saved us.
Where can we take her? We can't drive.
Go. Run.
I don't run. I fly.
We make our way through the sugar and blood-soaked kitchen to the back door. And there, the woman changes. The feather cloak becomes part of her body. Or maybe it always was. And suddenly, she's a bird. She was always a bird. And then she catches the wind until she's a speck, a seed, a dot, a memory.
Who? What's that?
A friend.
What is... So, you and your friends, you came over here at 7:30 on a Sunday morning looking for sugar.
Yes.
And you found the victim, like that, stabbed.
That's what I said.
Yes, officer.
And you don't know anything about a secret room?
What secret room?
Never mind. What about the girl?
What girl?
Okay, this is really important. If he had some kind of prisoner in there, we need to know about them. Whoever it is needs help.
I don't know anything about that.
Okay, well, that's all I've got, I guess.
Who would do something like that?
If you'd like to know, I can take you over to the scene. That might explain something.
No, I don't. I just can't believe it.
Yeah, good job watching out for me.
So that brings us back here, to the crime scene. I'm figuring it out.
Tasha turns to look at me, and suddenly it's not Tasha anymore. It's the book.
You brought a friend?
Me? Yeah.
Don't do that again.
Why?
People get lost here. You know that. It isn't safe.
What are you talking about?
Nothing. Right, Tasha? And suddenly, she was Tasha. The character in the story again.
Huh?
I mean, you were telling us how the story ends.
The police were here. Did they let you go?
Oh, yes. They tried to solve the murder for a couple of weeks, but then I guess they lost track of it. Summer was coming, and the softball tournament was approaching, and there was fundraising to do. Spaghetti dinners, that sort of thing. No one ever talked about what Leonard did. Or about the photographs. They thought it would be bad for property values, I guess. But before his house sold, I snuck under the crime scene tape and swiped one of his bird feeders and put it in my yard. Birds flocked right to it. I fed them seeds from my trail mix packs and sometimes bits of sugar-coated breakfast crunch. Sometimes I'd be out on the lawn, and the birds would all sit on the fence chirping at me, like they were trying to talk to me in a language I didn't understand. I tried to tell them I knew. I tried to say thanks. I spent a lot of time in my backyard, searching the sky, looking for her.
Then suddenly, the Tasha that was not Tasha was back.
And don't forget what I said.
Holy crap! Cassie, what was that?
That was the Dark Tome.
I didn't realize.
I told you, you wouldn't believe me.
You didn't give me drugs, did you?
Do drugs leave bird scat behind?
Oh, Jesus.
Like I said, magic.
I doubted you. Cassie, I'm sorry.
Hey, it's okay.
No, it's not. Friends should be there for friends. You were in danger. Horrible people were out to, I don't know, kill you, maybe? And here I was, doubting.
Kim, are you okay?
I can't believe I'm about to do this.
Do what?
You told me your secret. I need to tell you mine.
You don't,
I do! I need someone. I need someone to hear.
Okay, I'm listening.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I'm sure.
I don't want a burden.
You're not.
Okay. There are guys like Leonard in the real world. And in the real world, magic bird angels don't come to save us.
What happened?
His name was Gary. Like in the story, he was friends with my parents. Divorced guy. My parents liked him. Liked him so much they didn't pay attention to the way he looked at me. The way he looked at me. My parents thought he would be a good babysitter. I was 13 at the time. I would have been fine by myself. But maybe he convinced them it was a good idea. He took a bath. He invited me in with him. Told me it was okay. He wanted me to help wash him. I got as far as the tub before I...
Kim...
I turned and ran out of there as fast as I could. And he was just like Leonard was in the story. Running behind me, telling me it was all in my head, telling me it was okay. It was not okay. But I thought, maybe it's me that's not okay. Maybe it's me that gave Gary ideas.
Oh.
I was scared of Gary. And ashamed. Scared that my parents might find out. And afraid they wouldn't believe me. Just like I didn't believe you.
No, Kim, that's not the same at all.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for trusting me.
You trusted me with your secret. I thought it was time someone heard mine.
Hey.
Wow. That was a lot. You hungry?
Hungry? You must be kidding.
Hell no! I feel like I just cut a ball and chain off my leg. Let me run to town, grab a couple pizzas, and you find something to watch on Netflix. Does that sound like a plan?
Now that you mention it, yeah. I can't remember the last time I ate.
Can't stop the forces of evil on an empty stomach. I'll be back in a bit.
Bye.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And, spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's HYPERTHETICAL.
You've been listening to The Dark Tome, a Degas Media production presented by Realm, produced by Fred Greenhalgh and William DeFries. Full cast and crew credits, behind-the-scenes photos and transcripts at thedarktome.com. That's thedarktome.com.